I'm here at HRH with Caleb McCain. Caleb, for those who don't know, who are you and what is your mission?
I don't particularly have a great mission. I love making music. I love making music that that is unusual.
And you're a singer, songwriter, guitarist, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I would describe it as prog rock these days.
Prog rock. Yeah. Okay. And how did you come to want to do that with your life?
Music, I was always going to do music, really. I mean, my mother's a musician, a pianist. Okay. And just, yeah, it has always been the thing that I find I'm able to really apply myself to and what I'm best at.
You've been compared to Bowie? That's not too shabby.
It's not too shabby at all. No, it's lovely. I love it.
And what are your other influences apart from him?
I mean, so wide variety. Yeah, a lot of stuff that isn't rock music. But I mean, my favorite artists, I guess, are Jeff Buckley and Free and Zeppelin and Hendrix and Jeff Beck and those kind of guys. But I'm really into hip hop these days.
Oh, okay.
I love Kendrick Lamar and I love Tyler the Creator. I love this guy called Anderson .Paak at the moment, and that's what I'm spending most of my time listening to.
But in terms of the live show, it's very much the 70s influence, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. Although there are influences creeping in from more electronic music.
I'm
definitely just trying to diversify that, to really diversify is a perfect word.
Yeah, okay. Now, you're billed as a solo artist,
yes.
But you do have a band.
Yeah.
How does that work, and why did you decide to pitch yourself as a solo artist as opposed to start? Most people start with bands and then they move into being the solo artist.
Well, I write all the music. And when I'm putting this together, I'm sort of seeing myself as a musical arranger as well as a sort of songwriter and a guitar player and singer. So it allows me to, I guess, maintain complete control musically. And musically, I have a vision. Right now, I think that's going to be stronger than if it's a committee.
Okay, no, I totally understand that. So your band, is that a permanent band or is that a band that you choose to tour with and things like that?
Yeah, it's some of my favourite musicians, coming up.
Okay,
playing.
But that may well be a movable feast in future.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And you've worked with Woody Woodmansey, Bowie's drummer.
Yeah. He's cool, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Just a couple of years ago, he did some of my earlier recordings, he played drums on some of my earlier recordings, and we did a gig together. And played Ziggy Stardust. That was pretty cool.
And you opened the main stage today. How was that? Was it exciting?
It was exciting, yeah. We arrived yesterday in Saxon, just immediately arriving into a pretty
intense
vibe. So it was cool to be there thinking, yeah, we're playing next.
Now, Universe in Reverse is out. That's a 3-track EP.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, conceptually, I guess I really liked the idea of having very little repetition, even though in Lack of Gravity there is a chorus, and actually in Psychosexual Supernova there's a chorus as well, but I feel like that was my first step out in writing music that actually doesn't contain a chorus and structurally is a bit more flowing,
free,
sort of all the sections arrive new and you're constantly presented with new things, and that's kind of like that was my main songwriting focus behind it. But yeah, it's a 3-track EP, starting with Universe in Reverse, that is a really fun one to play, actually, play live. Actually, Psychosexual Supernova is one of my favourite moments on stage because it just has this big, free, rambling solo that I really get to have some fun with.
Yeah. Now, I'm intrigued by the picture of the seahorses. And I was wondering, is that, with the title Universe in Reverse, is that about the fact that the male seahorses have babies? Or is it just...
Yeah, I mean, that obviously is floating in my mind. But often with my stuff, I don't necessarily have such a focused view. I mean, I can interpret them in a lot of different ways.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, are you looking for a label at the moment?
No, not particularly.
Okay.
Sort of pretty much finished my debut album now. I've got a tiny little bit of tweaking to do. I'm so proud of it, and I think the approach at the moment is to try and maintain as much control of the music as I possibly can.
Okay, I understand. A lot of bands are doing it.
Yeah.
And so what are the plans then with that new album in mind?
Yeah, we're getting a wicked PR company involved and just going to run it independently.
Okay, right. All right. You've also worked with Hans Martin Buff, Prince's recording engineer. Tell us about that. When did that happen?
Well, that's kind of an ongoing thing. I met him in a session with a band I used to play with, Never the Bride, and he was just engineering the session. We really hit it off. He's such a cool guy, and much like Woody Woodmansey, just really cool to hear stories about Prince, stories about Bowie. But actually, I mean, Hans used to do the Scorpions quite a lot as well. Yeah. So obviously, Michael Schenker here, and just about to do that to Yuli. You know, it's kind of small world.
Absolutely. So where are you looking to go with this long term then?
I would love to just expand my onstage thing, to expand the music as much as possible and just make it as grand as possible. Certainly it's all about the music.
It's all about the music, so it's not about the lifestyle really, you know.
Not
to complain about though.
No, I mean even now, you know, like I really have a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah,
I'm pretty happy with the way it's going.
Yeah, absolutely. What's immediately next for you? And you've got the new album to promote, have you? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that'll be coming out at some point and we're gonna be releasing a single from it. But still sort of making decisions. Yeah.
And you've been getting some pretty good reviews of the things that people have heard of yours and your shows and things,
Lovely.
A lot of good press.
It's cool.
It's great. And where can people find out more about what you're doing as the news breaks?
Yeah, certainly on all the social media pages, Instagram, I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the usual places.
Okay.
And I have a website.
CalebMcCain.com?
Yep, or .co.uk.
Yeah, because although born in Australia, you're a long-time resident of the UK, is that right?
Yeah, I sort of came back with my mother when I was 3 years old grown up here, and I'm a Londoner.
Well, it's a good place to be. It's where everything happens musically and then spreads out to the rest of the world.
Exactly, yeah.
Caleb, best of luck. Can't wait to hear the new album.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.